Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you having a happy Saturday?
Oh, I'm having a happy Saturday. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. This is our Saturday review show.
And today, you can review the lessons and features from the week. It's really helpful.
Well, the weather is changing, and so are the leaves on the trees. It's time for some fall fun.
And it's also almost tea time. We can talk about England.
That's a great idea. That will be a lot of fun. Well, friends, let's watch our lessons together, and then we'll ask you some questions about them. Pay attention.
Yeah, and Peter and I will be paying attention too. All right, let's get to our lessons right now. You're very excited this morning, Rob.
Yes, I can watch football games again.
Is football your favorite sport?
Yes, it is. And fall is football season. On Saturdays, I can watch 4 or 5 games.
Nice. I don't watch football.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Who's your favorite team?
The Eagles are my favorite.
Hi, Alex. Can I ask a question?
Sure, Linda.
Do leaves change color in the fall in Taipei?
Not really.
They do here. I love the colorful leaves in fall.
Me too. I can see yellow, orange, and red leaves.
They look so pretty.
Let's go to the park and take some pictures.
Look at all the apple trees. There are many apples on each one. We can pick a lot of them.
We can. And we can eat them too.
They look delicious.
Yes, but we have to pay first.
How much do we pay?
The people here weigh the apples. Then we pay by the pound.
How do I pick a good apple?
Look for hard apples. A good apple should not be soft.
Okay.
After you pick an apple, set it in the basket. Don't drop it into the basket.
We need to pick the apples carefully.
That's right.
Okay, I can do that. How many do you want to pick?
Pick as many as you want to eat. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, Linda.
How was apple picking?
It was great. Alex and I picked 2 baskets of nice, fresh apples.
That's great.
I made an apple pie for the office.
Thanks. I love apple pie. Fall foods are my favorite part of the season.
Really? Maybe I'll make a pumpkin pie next week.
Susie, what's your favorite thing about fall?
The weather. Summer is too hot, and winter is too cold.
Fall weather is perfect.
Yes, it's cool, and I can see my breath in the air.
The air feels cold and fresh when you breathe it.
I also love the holidays in the fall.
Yes, Thanksgiving is my favorite.
Me too.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susie with today's LTE News Report. Natural disasters affect thousands of people around the world each year. But different parts of the world experience different types of disasters. Some places have typhoons, while others have tornadoes. You should know what disasters can affect your home and family. Every emergency is different, but these 3 things can help you prepare yourself and keep your family safe. 1. Do some research. Learn about the disasters that can happen in your area. How could those disasters affect your home, phones, power, and water? 2. Make an emergency plan. In a disaster, you can't always travel. Sometimes phones stop working too. Decide where family members should meet if they can't get home safely. Make a list of important phone numbers and addresses for everyone to keep in their bag or wallet. 3. Prepare for the worst. What will you take if you need to leave home quickly? Clothes, water, and food are important, but so are important papers, such as ID cards and bank information. If someone in your family needs medicine, you should take that too. Keep these things together in one place. That way, you can get them quickly if you need them. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. See you next time with LTE News. Bye. I'm Susie.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Today, my guest is a foreigner. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Edgar, and I'm from England.
Edgar arrived late last night. How was your flight?
Fine, thank you. I slept most of the way.
Great. And is this your first time in America?
It is, although I visited Canada last year.
Most people know about England because it is Queen Elizabeth II's home. Edgar, do you know the Queen?
No, I don't. But I saw her at a royal parade a few years ago.
Did she ride in a royal carriage?
Yes, and there was a big party in the street.
That sounds fun.
It was a good day.
What did you do at the street party, Edgar?
I ate cake and drank tea.
How English. Do you drink hot black tea with a little milk?
Yes. That's the English way. Although people also drink black tea with a little lemon.
I see. Well, let's get you some tea.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob interviewed an English visitor yesterday.
Yes, I met him in the afternoon. He has a nice accent.
I like the way English people pronounce their words.
Me too. Although some English accents are difficult to understand.
Have you ever been to England?
Yes. I went there a few years ago.
You did? Please tell me about your trip, Susie.
Well, I went to London for the 2012 Olympic Games.
Susie! That's amazing!
It was wonderful!
What was the most exciting Olympic event you saw?
I loved the traditional track and field events. Those athletes were so fit and strong.
I watched the 2016 Summer Olympics back in August. The tennis events are always my favorite.
I also experienced a lot of English culture in London.
Like what?
Well, I enjoyed some traditional English meals.
What do English people eat?
Many different foods. I really liked fish and chips. I also had afternoon tea.
I've heard of that. That's tea with snacks and cakes, right?
Yes. Maybe we should have afternoon tea later today.
Okay, everyone, let's review. So here's how we will do this. I'll ask Peter some questions, and you could be answering them at home too. But Peter will try and help you out on the show.
And I usually get them right.
All right, well, let's see. Now, we first learned about fall fun. So, what is something that you would like to do in the fall?
Well, it's really beautiful outside during the fall, so I would like to go apple picking. That sounds like a lot of fun. You can be outside and see how beautiful the fall is. You can also find the best and hardest apples on the trees.
Yeah, and after that, you can eat as many apples as you can. If you get tired of that, well, you can also bake some delicious desserts, like apple pie.
Ooh, apple pie, that's my favorite, especially with some vanilla ice cream. Well, this week we also had natural disasters.
Oh no, really? A natural disaster? What happened?
No. We talked about natural disasters. It was our news lesson.
Oh, good. What a relief. Well, I have a question for you. What is one tip we learned about?
Oh, I can think of a very helpful one. Prepare for the worst. What will you need if you need to leave quickly from home?
Oh, very good answer, Peter. Well, yes, make sure you have all your important papers. You don't want to forget it.
Well, friends, we learned a lot, but we need to take a short break right now. We'll see you right after this.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Now, in one of our lessons, we talked about England. So, Peter, have you ever been to England? And what was your favorite thing if you did go?
Okay, well, I have gone there, and I visited a very famous university called Oxford. It was really old and beautiful. And later that day, we had afternoon tea.
That's wonderful. Well, friends, let's watch our features one more time. Here we go.
All right. No problem, Albert. I'll be there in a few minutes. Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. My friend Albert just called me. His car is at the mechanic's shop, and he needs a ride to go pick it up. So he asked me to drive him. Do you ever ask your friends for help? What do you ask them to help you do? I love it when my friends ask me for help. I always feel good when I can help a friend.
We all need help sometimes. Sometimes we are really busy or we have a lot of things to do. We need someone to help us get things done. For example, moving is a big job. You have to pack things in boxes. Then you have to carry the boxes out of the house and put them into a truck or a car. Then you need to drive everything to your new house and then put everything into the new house. It is a lot to do. When friends come to help, the job gets done faster and easier. Other times we are in trouble and we need someone to save us. For example, you might lock your keys in your car and you need someone to bring you an extra key. In times like these, you need help. It's not always easy to ask for help, but good friends enjoy helping us when they can. But remember, if we ask for help, we should be willing to help others too. If we're all kind to one another, the world can be a better place.
So just think, okay, just think this way. Hey everyone, this is my friend Albert. I drove him to pick up his car, and now he's going to help me. The sink is broken in my bathroom, and I need someone to help me fix it. Albert is good at fixing things, so he's going to take a look at it. It feels really great to help one another. why don't you look for someone you can help today? I'll see you next time.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about English. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Edgar London.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Edgar. Edgar, can you tell everyone where you're from?
I'm from England.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Maddie Maddox of Clemson, South Carolina. Maddie writes, I am from the U.S. and my husband is from England. Even though we both speak English, we often use different words to talk about the same thing. Can you give some examples of words that are different in British and American English?
Of course, Maddie. I would love to. Rob, what do you call a machine that carries people from one floor to another floor of a building?
I call it an elevator. What do you call it?
In England, we call it a lift.
A lift. That's interesting.
Let me ask another question. Do you wear sweaters in the winter?
Of course. Sweaters are great. They help to keep me warm.
In England, we don't wear sweaters. We wear jumpers.
Jumpers? I've never heard that word before.
Speaking of clothes, what are you wearing on your legs?
I'm wearing pants. What are you wearing on your legs?
I'm wearing trousers.
Trousers? That sounds so fancy.
Here's a good one. Where do you live, Rob?
I live in an apartment. Do you live in an apartment, Edgar?
Yes, I do. But I call it a flat.
A flat? Okay, so in the winter, I might wake up, put on a pair of pants and a sweater, then leave my apartment and take an elevator down to the first floor.
Right, but for me, I would wake up, put on a pair of trousers and a jumper, then leave my flat and take a lift down to the ground floor. In England, the first floor is the one above the ground floor. Americans call it the second floor.
I understand, I think. Well, thanks for your help, Edgar. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on question time.
Hello there. Do you mind if I sit down?
No, it's all right.
Thank you. So, hey, do you come to this park often?
Yes, I like to read here. And it's fun watching the dogs run around.
Yeah. You know, I brought my dog today.
Is that your dog?
Huh?
Over there. That's your dog, right?
Her super sentence! Oh, how wonderful!
Super sentence, man!
Yes, yes, it is I. You said a super sentence. The sentence is, that's, or that is something, right? And you said, that's your dog, right?
Yes, I did.
Great. Do you know any other ways to use this super sentence?
Sure. Super sentence, man, that is your real name, right?
That is my real name, right? It's the name my mother gave me. And that was a super sentence. What about you, sir? Do you have a super sentence for me?
Oh, I've got a super sentence for you. Those are fake muscles, right?
No. They're real muscles. And that was not a super sentence. You said those are fake muscles. The super sentence is that is, or that's. Got it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a fake muscle, right?
That is a super sentence. A super sentence every day will make your English great. Whoa, what is that dog doing?
That's your dog, right?
Oh, my dog is so cute. Oh, hey, what is my dog doing?
Can't let your dog do that here at the park.
Did you bring a newspaper or maybe a little baggie?
Oh, I forgot. Hey, I need to borrow this magazine.
Hey!
Tootsie!
That's my favorite magazine!
I'll bring it right back!
What? No! I really enjoy our features. Song time is always good and encouraging.
And we hope reviewing English with us is also encouraging for you, too.
And don't forget about Jack's file. There's always something very interesting to learn with Jack.
You're right. So, friends, join us next week for the start of new lessons. That will be great.
And for now, we're out of time. So come back on Monday, and we'll see you then. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.